And did he have any tolerability issues with treatment?
The usual hypertension. Everybody gets hypertension with lenvatinib. So one has to be very careful, especially in someone with a history of hypertension, that the hypertension is under control and monitored, and the patient is really under strict directions about checking their blood pressure at home and reporting it and then checking it when they come to the office. So hypertension is really the main side effects with all of these agents. Fatigue becomes an issue after a while. There's also appears to be an effect on appetite and weight loss. So one has to be careful also with the VEGF inhibitors and follow up with the nutritionist, make sure you follow weight, adjust the drug, adjust the dose. The dose approved for this drug is 24 milligram daily. There are currently studies looking at lower doses, 16 and 20, to see if you can get the same benefit, but with lower dose.
And specifically in this man, what happened with his blood pressure and fatigue? Do you have any of
those issues? Blood pressure was elevated, continued to go up. So we had to use multiple antihypertensive drugs to control his blood pressure.
And did he have any fatigue or any other quality of life problems?
Yes, he had weight loss. He had decreased appetite. So he was constantly working with our nutritionist on ways to improve his weight.
I want you to contrast this with what you see with sorafenib, but
yeah.
When you describe the weight loss, I've heard specifically in thyroid cancer about sort of a muscle wasting syndrome. Mm-hmm. Is that what he had?
No, I mean, it's really, I mean, he did lose muscle. He lost weight. You know, the weight loss I see is a typical weight loss you see with treating cancer patients, that they have decreased appetite and then their weight is going down. And what we do often is we become more aggressive in having them talk to a nutritionist and improve on what they eat and how they eat and how often, and maybe have 5 meals a day instead of 3 meals a day, low volume. So just to maintain weight. But I wouldn't go as far as describing it as wasting. It doesn't get to that degree. Obviously, if you're paying attention and you're following the patient closely.